part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Well, at least one of the two in bed. 888-340-3373. We're glad you're with us. Welcome to Saturday night. Some pretty incredible stuff to talk about today. Breaking news that came down the pike in the Jerry Sandusky trial. Guilty 45 out of 48 counts. 45 out of 48. He did it. He's going away for a very long time. He was shackled and escorted out of the courtroom, as he should have been. I personally think he should be swinging from a tree in the middle of Times Square. Maybe you disagree with me on that. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. My name is Kevin McCullough. Stephen Baldwin in Miami will be joining us by phone hopefully any minute now. But he is traveling this week, and he's not here for the whole show, but he'll be in and out in segments. But seriously, the Jerry Sandusky case is a very interesting one from this standpoint. By the way, we've got everybody in the house tonight, except Stephen. We've got Ivan. We've got David Durego. We've got Jacqueline Cook. We've got, what's your name? Alex. Why are you sitting in Stephen's chair?
Because
you just felt like you would do it, huh? Big guy's gone. All of a sudden, Mr. Dominicano comes in and goes, "Hey, it's my chair tonight, man."
I can fill in for him.
I think you do the Latin accent better than he does, actually. You've been working on that, I can tell. Anyway, we're all here and ready to take your calls, and glad to be with you. Now, let me just state real clearly for the record. What happened in the Jerry Sandusky trial was justice on some level. I'm still not satisfied with it. I think he should be swinging from a tree in the middle of Times Square. I already said that. Maybe you disagree. 888-340-3373. But there was a time that we put men who raped children to death. There was a time when our culture said, if you're going to rape a child, you're not fit to live. And whether we shot them or hung them or did whatever, I mean, they used to hang people for stealing horses. I think raping a kid is a little bit worse than that, don't you think? I was reading some Facebook pages about this today on some of the online, and people were like, you know, while this is a terrible outcome of the situation, there's no upside to any of this. Yes, there is. Jerry Sandusky has been clearly found guilty as a child rapist, and not just a child rapist, a pedophile homosexual. Oh, my goodness, he did not just say that. Did you hear one news report anywhere ever mention the fact that these were exclusively same-sex molestations that were going on? Why do you think that is? I'm very curious as to your thought on that. 888-340-3373. I mean, when the Catholic priests were caught in their years of molestation and cover-up, all you heard about was these pedophilic actions. But they never mentioned the fact that the vast majority of them were, in fact, homosexual desires. Jerry Sandusky, as far as we know from the trial, didn't rape one little girl, but repeatedly raped young men. Kevin, I can't believe you went there. Well, let me throw this out. This is going to add even more gas to the fire. We know that well in excess of 90% of all homosexual men first interacted in that experience because another man initiated actions against them. So while we can be all hip and happy about how Jerry Sandusky has finally found justice, he's going to go away for life, I don't know that that is justice. He should be swinging from a tree for raping children, raping young boys. And we should be having a serious conversation about the problem that is in this country and in other places where grown men molest younger men, and those younger men become sexually confused and eventually decide they don't even know if they belong and they don't even know if they fit anywhere or not. I think that's a significant problem. I'm curious as to your thoughts on it. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. Sandusky found guilty on 45 counts. Now, see, you may be saying, well, Kev, don't you think that the hanging penalty in Times Square, isn't that a little morose? Isn't that a little much? Well, I don't know. If you were a parent of any of the 45 children, how would you feel? I mean, this is what I struggle to get my mind around. We treat this as though it's just some other normal news story. We just go through the motions. Oh, Sandusky was found guilty. He'll go to jail for life. That's too good. What we have here is a man who on 45 occasions that they were able to bring witnesses for, there were cases they weren't able to bring witnesses for. The people that had them happen against them chose not to testify. But in very harsh reality, you have a man who was a serial rapist of children. And in our nation, at some point in history, not that long ago, we thought those kinds of people deserved to be hung from the highest tree possible in the middle of the town. So that you said to everyone that could see it, if you engage in that behavior, this is what will happen to you. He's going to go upstate. He's going to be in some cell. He's going to have cable television. He's going to get to eat, three squares a day. He's going to be doing all of this while the kids he raped will still be living the nightmare again and again and again. Let's go to the phones. Joe is with us, line two from New Jersey. Joe, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live tonight. Glad you're here. Hi.
Yeah, hi, Joe. I heard your program. It stirred up a lot of emotions. I'm 58 years old, and when I was a kid, the local day camp, and the counselor had the same name as me, so he kind of picked me out of a crowd. And we used to go to the lake, and he used to, feign some kind of hand injury, and I used to have to help him, get dressed in a sense. And this went on during the course of the summer, and I said to my parents, I don't want to go to the lake. I don't want to go, And to this day, when I heard this case, it brought up a lot of feelings I had. And what I don't understand is when that coach saw him in the shower with this kid, if the kid was being strangled, wouldn't he go body block the guy and stop him from doing it? I think this coach who walked out of the shower and complained, he should have just, went in and stopped it or something. And,
well, Joe, from what I understand, that coach's side of the story is that he did yell at Sandusky that whatever looked questionable to him was stopped, and then he went on and told the others after he left the locker room. But let me ask you, Joe, because you said you had that uncomfortable experience. 45 counts of raping a child. Should he be living?
It's weird. The person on the receiving end tends to feel sorry for the guy somehow. It's weird.
You feel sorry for Sandusky?
Crazy. No, at the time as a kid, in all my adult life, I was afraid to say no to people. I was afraid to, relationships went bad, I'm heterosexual, and nothing seems to go right. And I'm not blaming that, but he probably messed up a lot of people, and I don't know, I think he should be studied, basically. He should be studied.
What would we gain from studying the fact that he has homosexual inclinations for young men?
What's funny, our culture now is.
But what would we gain from that?
What do we gain? I don't know. They write books on the subject, and it's not going to change anything. But
yeah.
I know all these people
that's
that
useless.
Do that are going
that's
to
useless. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. That's useless. Here's what you do. You go find the biggest light pole in Times Square. You throw a rope over it. You put him up on the stool, and you knock the stool out from underneath him. That's what you do. And you put it on every news network, and you say the reason that we are doing this is because we as a society believe there are some things that are so vile and so evil that we reserve the right to take your life because of them. And I'll guarantee you, this behavior would stop. Disagree? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough live.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360.
That's 800-283-2360.
800-283-2360. 3-2360
or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
.com.
from New York City to San Diego, California, and some 328 cities in between. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're glad you're with us tonight. I'm Kevin McCullough, but joining me on the telephone is the other half of that Baldwin McCullough team, Mr. Stephen Baldwin. Stephen, welcome.
Well, hello, my fantastic partner.
Yeah, your fantastic partner, who you promised you'd call in at the top of the hour, and then lo and behold, you called in at 15 after the hour. Are we having the trouble with reading the watch again thing there? Is that your problem? Hello?
Because, as usual, because you never believe me.
Now, watch him make an excuse up here. Watch this. Go ahead.
My plane has been diverted to West Palm Beach because of weather.
Now, you're supposed to be in Miami, and you were supposed to be on the ground at 8:15 and then be in a car and heading somewhere across the peninsula there, but you got deterred where? West Palm Beach?
Diverted to West Palm Beach for refueling and because of weather.
Are you having some thunderstorms?
Thunderstorms. It's like I've tried to tell you, Kevin. Those of us that are roaring for the kingdom of heaven, you know, we have these things that come against us, brother, you know.
Right. And yeah. I still think that you call a lot of that stuff that isn't really that stuff.
Okay. All right. Now, if I may, sir.
Yes. Of course you may. This is your radio show. Of course you may.
But back on to Sam. How do you say it? Sandusky?
Right.
Yeah.
Jerry.
There's a part of me that gives you the idea of stringing them up. And then there's a part of me that wants to feel sorry for the guy. But then there's a part of me on a common sense level, because I don't see this guy. Has he shown any remorse at all?
No. When he got the guilty verdict today, they said he didn't break expression at all. There wasn't anything there.
Yes. What this means to me is, I equate a guy like this, in my mind, to be as bad or maybe even worse than a serial killer.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, because here's a guy who, no remorse. He's so sick, he doesn't even see, like, that there's any... What have I done? I haven't done anything wrong. I'm just being me. You know, that's this guy's attitude.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. It's interesting, Stephen, because that's an interesting comparison, and maybe people feel like that's unfair, but you're welcome to weigh in on it with us, 888-340-3373. That's the actor, Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. We are always here on Saturdays. Take your calls. Look forward to chatting with you, 888-340-3373. The interesting thing about your comparison, that there's an essence of his mentality that is like that of a serial killer. I think in some ways the serial killer is more merciful, because the serial killer eventually, the suffering stops for the victim once
That's
the serial killer
point.
Takes his life. With these yeah. guys, and some of them who testified, and I think his own son testified against him as having been molested by him, which is, if that's really true, I mean, my heart doesn't go out to Sandusky at all. My heart goes out to the 45 kids that we know about, and the ones that we don't know about. And
there's got to be more that we don't know about, bro.
Well, there were ones that they couldn't, that the people would not agree to come testify, that just wanted to put it behind them and leave it behind
right.
them. That chose
right.
not to.
Right.
Yeah, actually, Jackie just confirmed that. His adopted son, oh, that's a frightening thought, testified that he, in fact, had molested him as well. So here's my issue with this. This is worse than a serial killer because the pain keeps going. Kids that believe that this is somehow, perverted in their way of thinking, that this is what life is supposed to be for me, they'll never be able to get that out of their head, mind, life experience, that no matter what good things happen to them in the future for other reasons. So, you know, he's robbed them of something that, you'll never be able to get back.
Right, and he's caused these people, you know, not only to obviously really be uncertain about who they are and this and that and all that kind of stuff. But these types of this type of abuse, it's like a reoccurring nightmare that just keeps coming back. And for a lot of these people, I would imagine, it's got to be like some unbelievably overly burdening, dirty little secret. I mean, it's just got to be hell.
Yeah.
It's got to be hell. And this guy, I mean, I could understand if, you know, there was some, you know, this is part of the criminal system that just makes me scratch my head, because now the guy's just going to be getting three hots and a cot and sitting there going, yeah man, I don't see the problem.
Three hots and a cot with cable television, phone privileges on weekends.
Yeah, he's going to be shooting hoops with OJ, and, he's going to be having a good time.
There's not justice there. And I started the show, Stephen, by saying, there was a day in the history of this country when for justice reasons, sheriffs and local towns shot horse thieves. They said, you stole a horse, that's a man's livelihood, you're trying to rob his family, we string them up, but they either hang them or shoot them. Raping children, to me, kind of falls in a much worse category than stealing a horse. I say put the rope on a pole in the middle of Times Square. It'd be nice and convenient for CNN and Fox and NBC to all, be able to shoot their cameras on it and watch it happen. And maybe have some education to the general public about not all sexual behavior is okay. Some sexual behavior is dangerous and actually hurts people. And we're not going to let kids be raped in America and make someone like this an example that is burned into the psyche of America. I actually think that would do America a lot of good. You disagree?
I'm sorry, are you talking to me, brother?
Yeah, I was, but that's okay. Let's go to line one. Judy is calling from Nevada, listening to KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Hey, Judy, welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Glad you're here.
Hi. I'm a child of a father who sexually abused, physically abused, emotionally abused his children. My mother stayed with him for 28 years.
That's a whole nother crime, but yeah.
It doesn't matter whether my father used to beat my brother. He sexually abused my sister. He beat me. Let me tell you something. You take that with you, whether it's a boy or a girl, you're not mature enough to deal
right.
with it. And then when you have your own family, whoa, you never learned the true way of life, a healthy way. Our country is dysfunctional.
It is, Judy.
Don't go to the priorities for these kids. These kids will be harmed for the rest of their life.
The problem is, Judy, you're speaking common sense, and I think our country has lost a lot of that. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough. We're coming right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Oh.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York on great stations all across the country. We've already mentioned 99.1 KKFT out of Reno, Nevada. We also are on AM 660 WORL in Orlando. KCBQ AM 1170 out of San Diego. Great news talk station there. And, of course, our flagship, The Answer, AM 970 in New York. And that's where we're coming to you from tonight. Not the station, the city. It is Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're glad you're with us. We're talking about the Jerry Sandusky verdict, who, if you're just turning on the radio, haven't heard the news today, he was found guilty of 45 of the 48 counts. They found him not guilty in three instances, but 45 times they said that he raped a young boy or a young man. Some of these men were just barely under the age of consent. Some of them were almost, college-age students themselves. But I was just talking about this with the crew in the break. Think about how weird this is. Think about what a literally screwed up society we are in. You have several different forms of pedophilia in the country, right? You've got the older teacher woman who's into the younger boy. Now, it's usually a high school age kid, and they're usually, he's barely under the age of consent or whatever, but that always gets her fired. Somehow it gets him thumbs up amongst all of his buddies. Hey, look at what you did. Yeah, you took down Miss So-and-so. And then you've got the reverse of that. You've got the male teacher who has been caught, you know, flirting with students, sometimes having an affair, whatever, that's not nearly as smiled upon nearly as much by the culture at large. But if the girl is just under the age of consent, sometimes there's even a willingness to kind of give them a pass. You know, they may get, you know, 90 days probation or something like that. And then, you know, once she's of age, then it's all well and good. Now, the one place in the culture where we say these people are the devil is when an older guy impregnates a young girl or has sex with a young girl or forces a young girl to go into some sort of sexual activity with him. What you almost never hear about, the Sandusky case is actually an evidence of this because it sat there for, what, 30 years, 15 years, 20 years, however long it was that these boys were being systematically assaulted. You go into this long period of silence. Now, there are studies that have been done, and those of you that love to engage in homosexual behavior, you're not going to like what I'm about to say. In fact, you're going to hate me for it. But it's true, and the studies show it. Homosexual males, over 90% of the time, when they experience their first homosexual behavior or activity, sexual activity, it is almost always initiated by an older man who is preying upon them. And it's almost never reported. It causes immense damage to the young man's life. He begins to question who he is. He begins to think, I'm made a certain way, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes it happens before they even have the consciousness to know that they've been abused, and they just know that this is the wrong thing. I mean, they're just not like everybody else. But 90% of male homosexual behavior occurs because an older man basically preys upon a younger man. What did Jerry Sandusky do that was any different than that? Why do you think it's so painful for some of these guys that had to testify this week that they've had trouble forming stable relationships with women in some cases? They've had trouble understanding what true love between man and wife have been. See, nobody else on talk radio tonight is going to talk about this, but we are. And I want to know from you, shouldn't all older males who engage in this type of homosexual predatory behavior against younger males, shouldn't they all, at least according to the justice system, be thrown into the same prison that Jerry Sandusky's in? 888-340-3373. That's my secondary question. Should we do this with every homosexual male that engages in predatory behavior towards younger men, even if they're of the age of consent, but it's not wanted? They're forcing themselves upon them. Do away. Put them away. But at the very least, what would our culture be like if we actually did string Jerry Sandusky up? What if we did hang him for this? What if we did sentence him to death and put it on television? Would you agree with it? Would you disagree with it? Would you have conscience problems with it? Would liberals come out and say, "Oh, we got to give him another chance"? What would be the upside or the downside in your mind to putting Jerry Sandusky to death for 45 rapes against young children? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough, Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360.
203-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Of Extreme Media.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We're glad you're with us live from New York. And those of you in the chat room, thanks for being there as well. If you would like to join that, it's BaldwinMcCullough.com and click on the Watch and Listen tab. Is that where they go to on the homepage? Yeah, and you can see the chat room there and jump into the conversation. 888-340-3373. My name is Kevin McCullough, Fox News. I'm a daily syndicated host out of New York. You may hear me on one of 242 stations with my own show, but on Saturday night, Stephen Baldwin and I pair together, and we usually have some laughs. No one's laughing tonight. It's not funny. 45 children have been raped. Here's how the lawyers for Sandusky are going to appeal this, by the way. Get this. Of all the things you could try to appeal this case on, the trial went too fast. That's their argument. Sandusky's lawyer said Saturday they tried to quit at the start of jury selection because they weren't given enough time to prepare, raising an argument on the trial's speed that could become the thrust of an appeal. One of the jurors who convicted Sandusky, 45, of 45 child sex abuse counts, he's way older than 45, said he was swayed by the very convincing testimony of the eight cases that did come before the court and accused the ex-Penn State assistant football coach of molesting them. Joshua Harper told NBC's Today Show. Wait, NBC Today Show used an actual witness to something? That's a new day in journalism over there. Anyway, Joshua Harper said, it's hard to judge character on the stand because you don't know these kids, but most were very credible. I would say all of them were. The day after Sandusky's conviction, his lawyers disclosed they felt too unprepared to adequately defend him because of how quickly the case was brought to trial. Okay, real quickly, let's go to Tom, line two. Tom in Tampa, Florida, listening to WTBN. Hey, Tom, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Yeah, Kev, great to talk with you.
You too.
I got a problem with terms here. Pedophile, when I see pedophile, and I've heard it before, I thought it was when a person abused a child, say, 6 and under or 5 and under or something like that. It seems to let off the homosexual community. Sandusky should be labeled a homosexual rather than a pedophile.
Well, Tom, he should be labeled both. Some of the boys were as young as 10, I believe. That's pretty young.
But 10 wouldn't qualify for it.
That's pre-puberty, Tom. That's still a child.
That's
still a child.
But I wonder if you could check on that to see exactly
what the actual
age we're talking about. Yeah.
Okay, we'll look that up, Tom. Thanks for the note. So, do pedophiles stop being pedophiles at certain ages, and then they're just sexual assaults? I don't know. We'll find out. Line one, Natalie, calling from Reno, Nevada, listening tonight on KKFT. Hey, Natalie, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for calling.
Good. You know, I have a 15-year-old boy, and I have a 10-year-old boy. And this is so disgusting to me. And I don't care if a 15-year-old boy is raped or a 10-year-old boy. You're a pedophile, either way. So I have to argue with your last caller. I mean, I don't care if there's an actual term for it, but either way, you're a pedophile. And I have to say that a rape is a rape. It doesn't matter if it's a boy or a girl or whoever.
It could be one of his fellow coaches at Penn State, and if he did it against their will, it's no means no.
Exactly. And all rapists need to be treated the same. All rapists need to be sentenced to prison. And I am a Christian, and I was raised that it's not my job to murder people, so I don't know how I feel about your thoughts on
Natalie, that. Let me ask you a question. Do you hold all killing to be of the same moral value?
Yes.
Okay, see, I don't. And that's why I don't think the state putting someone to death who has raped or murdered is murder. You know, it's interesting. You cited faith. The Old Testament, the Ten Commandments, everybody likes to bring those up. Thou shalt not. It says thou shalt not murder. It does not say thou shalt not kill.
Right.
So thou shalt not commit murder. Murder's a premeditated thing that's done against an innocent person.
Right.
Repeatedly in the Old Testament, the idea of a society putting to death someone for just cause was continually reinforced, and Jesus had the chance to dispute that in the New Testament, and he didn't do that. So I'm kind of like, if the government says this is such a heinous crime that in order to prevent you from being able to do it to anyone else ever again, and to demonstrate to the world around you that this is not behavior that is acceptable, we're gonna put you to death. And I'm totally okay with that.
I can see that. My other thing is, though, I think I like it when they put them in the general population, because guys like him don't really last very long in prison, I think.
Well, it was true of Jeffrey Dahmer. He didn't. I don't think that he'll be in as tough a place as Dahmer, though, was, and I don't know. I don't know what else. I mean, there were a lot of things written on Facebook today along those lines. Hey, just wait till you see the girlfriend he gets next. That's really not helpful to the outcome.
It's not, but he shouldn't be in a cushy prison. No, I mean, I think he needs to be He needs to be in a general population prison where all the murderers and all the rapists get to be there together, and they can live with each other.
That would be an interesting... If we're going to put him in prison forever, Natalie, I vote your method.
Yeah. Don't give him anything fancy. I mean, he gets bread and water like everybody else.
Yeah, well, none of them get bread and water anymore, but that's a whole different story. Hey, Natalie, thank you for listening. Please tell your friends to come back every Saturday with us. All right, it's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Our phone number, got three phone lines open, 888-340-3373. It's 888-340-3373. If you would like to jump into the conversation, Jerry Sandusky convicted on 45 of 48 counts. Kevin McCullough saying, string him up in Times Square, put it on all the television networks, make sure all the kids and women and everyone sees it. Is that too morose, or would that be justice in your book? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And if you want to follow along online, it's BaldwinMcCullough.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 83-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Project.com.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York is where it comes to you from. We're in the Extreme Media Supreme Headquarters. Does that sound like World War II or something?
The Extreme Media Supreme Headquarters.
Yes, we are. Except Stephen Baldwin's not here tonight. He's wandering lost somewhere between West Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale, where he was supposed to land at 8:15 and then be on the show. But he's probably listening on AM 660 WORL out of Orlando. Maybe. Or WTBN out of St. Pete, Tampa. I don't know. He's somewhere down there. And I hope he's safe. Anyway, we've been talking about the story of the day, which is that Jerry Sandusky was found guilty 45 times out of 48 for raping children, raping young boys. He was practicing homosexuality, and now he is guilty of practicing homosexuality, and he should be put to death for this because he did it against young boys who did not want it in return. And you can have another discussion about young boys that do want it. That's, you know, whatever. That's another discussion. But tonight, this type of behavior very clearly should be dealt with seriously. And he's getting you're going to go to prison for the rest of your life. All sad 15 or 20 years you have left. Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky, because line one, Bill, is with us. Bill, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough Live. Glad you're with us. Line one, Bill, are you there? Nope. Okay, let's go to line two. Norton, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hey, Norton.
Hi, Kevin.
Glad you're here. What's your thought?
2 points.
Okay.
I think the wife should be prosecuted. I think she knew exactly what he was doing for years. Okay? And she's getting off scot-free. And the second point, I wonder, was Sandusky abused when he was a child?
It's almost, in terms of that question, Norton, it's almost assuredly 100% possible that he was. In fact,
he had to learn that behavior from somewhere.
He did. And this is what nobody in the mental health arena, this is what nobody in the gay rights arena, this is what nobody in government and nobody that deals with this issue will ever discuss.
Right.
But male homosexual behavior is not normal.
Exactly.
Okay? Especially sexual behavior between two men. That's not normal. It is abnormal by definition. The parts don't fit. They don't work together.
No, God didn't set it up that way, did he?
And at the end of the day, what we are seeing here is really a result of a society that's become very okay with saying that it is normal.
Yeah. But, you know, getting back to the wife, she knew exactly what he was doing. You know,
she said under oath that she did, Norton, and unless you had evidence that you could prove it, because I'm sure Sandusky was pretty sneaky about how he hid it from her. Unless you could have evidence to prove it, I don't think you'd win that case. Thanks for the call. Right back with our
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.